This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on... Welcome start to our show because a great lady has died. Barbara Bush, the person who started the whole Bush dynasty, the mom of the United States President, the wife of the United States President. Very sad day. Barbara Bush dies at 92 years old. Born in Manhattan, raised in Rye, New York, the daughter of a magazine magnate. Age of 16, she met George H.W. Bush, the love of her life, at a dance. In New York, he went off to World War II. They stayed pen pals while he was in World War II. A great war hero, fighter pilot, Navy fighter pilot. And then he came back and started his family, became a millionaire in the oil business, a United States congressman, I believe U.N. ambassador, and vice president of the United States under Ronald Reagan, and then finally president of the United States. George H.W. Bush, his wife, Barbara Bush, has died. The family confirms tonight. So, sad day. It doesn't matter what your politics are, if you're a Democrat, a liberal, if you are a Republican like me, who's a Trump Republican and a real conservative, and you're not a fan of the Bush dynasty, it doesn't matter. These are great people, and they achieved great things, even if I didn't always agree with their politics. And it's a sad day when a president or first lady dies. They're part of history. They're legends in the history of the great United States of America, the greatest country in world history. Barbara Bush has passed. All right, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, your relentless Trump warrior, as well as middle-class warrior, conservative warrior, and capitalist evangelist. I love capitalism. Just got back from Washington, D.C., by the way. I'm wearing a Donald Trump tie. I was at the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C. for the first time, by the way. The most beautiful lobby I've ever seen in my entire life. What a gorgeous hotel. If you have never been to Washington, D.C., or you've been to Washington but never been to the Trump International Hotel. It's a converted post office that Donald Trump turned into the most beautiful hotel you've ever seen. The lobby out of 1 to 10 is a 12. And you just got to go. You got to go to Washington one day and check it out. I was there for business meetings and political meetings and also spent a few minutes at the Smithsonian Institute. I hadn't been there since I was a kid. Wonderful place to go to and spent some time meeting people for those meetings at the Trump International Hotel, and it was an experience. And so great trip. Great trip. And I'll tell you something. That came out of that trip. I was meeting with some of the most intelligent conservatives, in the know, insider conservatives in all of Washington, D.C., which means brightest conservatives in America. And every one of them feels like the fact that Republicans in the know think we're going to lose the House, Democrats in the know think we're going to lose the House, Paul Ryan obviously thinks we're going to lose the House, everybody thinks we're going to lose the House. And you know what that means? We're going to retain the House. Because everybody, those same people all thought Trump was an absolute, dyed-in-the-wool loser. Boom. Trump cannot win the presidency. He's going to lose by a landslide. Well, guess what? He won the presidency. Wayne Root knew he'd win the presidency. I predicted it from day one. And so none of them thought it. No Washington insider thought Trump had even a chance to win. Now they don't think we have any chance because there's a blue wave coming. They're all so certain there's a blue wave that they're retiring in droves. Establishment Republicans are retiring in droves. And you know what that tells me and the smartest conservatives in America? That there isn't a blue wave coming. And that Donald Trump, by the way, is over 50% at Rasmussen. Last I checked, 51% approval. That's the highest he's ever been. Higher than when he was elected, higher than last year at any time, and higher than Obama at any time in his first 2 years of the presidency. I think 4 or 5 points higher than Barack Obama at the same date in his presidency. And so you're telling me that people have more money in their pocket, and jobs are going gangbusters, and the economy is booming, and good things are happening, and Donald Trump has delivered more money in your paycheck And yet, they're going to vote Democrat. And Donald Trump's approval obviously shows all that. But they're going to vote Democrat? So they're going to vote against the people that Donald Trump chooses? I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe in this blue wave. I think it's a total, complete lie. It's a total, complete lie. Now, have Democrats won a couple of special elections in the last few months? Yes, they won Judge Roy Moore and they won Connor Lamb. Judge Roy Moore lost in Alabama and in Pennsylvania. Connor Lamb won a special election. But guess what? They outspent us. They spent millions and millions and millions of dollars in these elections. They're special elections. Now they're going to divide it among 435 House members running for office, all of them up for re-election at the same time. And they're going to divide it among all the Senate candidates, of which Democrats are defending so many more senators for re-election than we are, and so many more in red states where Trump won. So they've got to spread their money out to almost 500 candidates. This isn't a special election where they can pump $30 million into one race and win. They can't do that. So that's the reason they won a couple of special elections. That is no reflection at all on what will happen in November. None. Zero. Zip. So don't let them convince you of that. And Donald Trump's approval, it does have something to do with what's going to happen in November. Now, we are going to lose some seats only because most of these Republican rhino establishment guys are not for Donald Trump. And they make it clear that they are total cowards and rats deserting a non-sinking ship. Trump is a ascending ship. They're rats deserting an ascending ship. It makes absolutely no sense at all that Republicans aren't sticking together. What's that old saying? The Founding Fathers said that we either hang together or we hang separately. And that's the Republican Party. If you had hung with Donald Trump, we'd be looking at a red landslide in November. But you are so dumb and so cowardly and so out of touch with reality. Donald Trump's beloved. If I told you I've spoken to 1,000 people in the last 6 months and all 1,000 people have voted for Trump, love him now more than ever. You're out of touch if you don't understand. They don't love you. It's Donald Trump's party now. And they pretty much do whatever Donald Trump wants them to do, because when he tells you that he needs something and he needs to have a Republican House and a Republican Senate, they understand that supporting Donald Trump is meaningless without the backup that he needs. So I think that we're going to be just fine in November, even though so many Republicans are horrible or milquetoast. We still got to support them. We got to elect them. We got to save the House. You know, the three most important things: save the House, build the wall, drain the swamp. Those are the three things. And they can't happen without Trump and a Republican House and a Republican Senate. Save the House, meaning the House of Representatives, build the wall, drain the swamp. That's what we got to do. All right, let's take some calls. 844-WAR-NOW-1, where phone lines are open. 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-927-6691, looking for your calls. My website's RootForAmerica.com. If you're listening right now, you can watch us on channel 349 on DirecTV, channel 216 on Dish. And if you're watching right now, you can listen to me anytime. Just tell the local conservative station in your neighborhood that you want War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and they should go to USA Radio, my syndicator, and get it on the air. Or just go to TuneIn. Get the TuneIn app on your phone. Here's your phone. At any time, TuneIn app. And just go to KBDT, KBDT. Just type in KBDT. Or on your computer, tunein.com, your laptop, your desktop, tunein.com, and type in KBDT. That's our flagship station in Dallas, Texas. That's the story. That's the way to find me. RootForAmerica.com is the website. And you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can email Newsmax. Let me know what you think about the show. War@Newsmax.com. All right, you got to think about in life, at all times, there but for the grace of God go I. You know, I flew back from Washington today, Southwest Airlines, sitting exit row right outside the wing where the engine is, and everything was fine. Thank God. I'm alive and I'm well. But a woman was killed today, the first person killed in a commercial jet in the United States since 2009. In 10 years, 2009 was a decade ago, or just under a decade ago, one person died. She's the one. Can you imagine how sad, how unlucky, how tragic that is for her family? She was identified on the Internet moments ago in the break, 43 years old. and she got sucked out of the engine, out of the window when the engine exploded and it shot out all kinds of debris. It broke her window, and she was sucked out of the window partially, and she died. Hit by debris and then sucked out of the window, and they could not revive her. Several other people injured. She becomes the first person killed in any sort of a plane accident in just about a decade. Just bad luck. And I feel terrible for her and her family, but I must say, more importantly, there but for the grace of God go I. Thank God I'm okay, you're okay, all the other people on all the other flights flying the friendly skies in America were fine today. She's the one. Wow. Bad luck. Sorry. Say a prayer for her. Good lady. But always understand, life is that fragile. IRS systems crashed on tax day. Yesterday was tax day. It was Monday the 16th, normally it's the 15th of April, but that was a Sunday. So yesterday was tax day, and the IRS systems all crashed yesterday. Unknown problem creates technical issues during the tax day, the only day that matters. Do you understand what this is a sign of? How incompetent government is. You want them operating on you? You want them running your health care? Government is a colossal joke. Government is a cluster you-know-what. Government is Amtrak, where they lose, I think it's $50 for every butt that sits in every seat to this day. Even though it was the 1970s when Nixon said, we'll put $1 billion into Amtrak, it'll be fixed in a year. It's now a half century later, and Amtrak loses $50, I believe it is, or $40 or $50 for every butt that sits in every seat. They lose money, a lot of money, because government's incompetent. So here, the IRS only has to get one day right all year, really right. Has to be perfect. Tax day, right? They got it wrong. Government sucks. Government stinks. Government's incompetent. Some of them are nice people, but for the most part, government employees are not good. They're mediocre. They look at their watch for 20 years till they retire so they can collect a pension for the rest of their life. Scary stuff. And now our country's going bankrupt from government employee pensions. Giant burden on the people. They can't even get April 15th right at the IRS. Wayne Allyn, War Now, Newsmax TV, USA Radio. We'll be right back at you. Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
War now.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, Wayne on the Roof, welcome back. More now. Hey, we understand we've had some phone issues. The 844 War Now 1 line is not working, but the phones are working just fine. So just call a local Dallas number, 214-810-TALK. 214-810-TALK. Those lines are working fine. If you want to get through to Wayne on the Roof, 214-810-TALK, and we will talk on the air. 214-810-8255. 214-810-8255. Most people call on a cell phone. It's just a local call on a cell phone, no different than if you're calling around the corner or you're calling an 888 number, an 844 number, an 800 number, etc., etc. A lot of wild things going on today to talk about. First of all, the economy is doing well. And despite the fact that the economy is doing well, you've got Democrats saying, and this is the House Democrat Whip, Steny Hoyer, Democrat of Maryland. I just got back from there today. I was just in Maryland. I took off from Baltimore Airport. He told CNBC if Democrats regain the majority after the 2018 election, they will look to raise taxes. That's their campaign plan? Raise taxes? You got to be kidding me. That's their campaign plan. That's what they actually think is a good campaign plan. It's hilarious. Are you looking at raising the tax rate again? I think certainly we'll look to have revenues as opposed to simply creating more debt. Can you imagine? Obama created, the bill is going to create debt. Obama created and previous presidents created. This is Steny Hoyer talking. Democrats like to use the term revenues when they're talking about raising taxes. It's one of their word games, like the Affordable Care Act. And that's exactly right. This is what you have to understand. They're saying that tax cuts produce debt. Well, Obama raised my taxes all 8 years. There was never a single cut for 1 second. Not 1 second. And yet, he also added $10 trillion to the national debt. Doesn't matter what we do, the national debt goes up. Matter of fact, in Trump's first year, 2017, there was no tax cut. And record revenues came in. And still, even with a good booming economy, a rebounding economy, a booming economy, and no tax cuts, Still, record amounts of money came in, and the debt went up, and the deficit went up. Why? Because no matter what comes in, government spends more of it. So it really doesn't matter what government does. So why not give me a tax cut? Why not give you a tax cut? Why not let us keep more of our own money? Because government is going to waste it no matter what we do. Washington Post columnist, this is what we're up against. Washington Post columnist claims Trump is courting and stoking white resentment. Trump supporters are immoral and un-American. Have you ever heard more disgusting words in your entire life? Trump supporters, immoral, un-American, actively courting and stoking white resentment. And the reporter is Jennifer Rubin. Washington Post columnist Jennifer Rubin remarked to Politico, the party's become the caricature the left always said it was, the party of old white men. Now, wait a minute. Can you imagine if I went on national TV and said the Democratic Party is the party of old black men? That's a racist thing to say. Okay, old Hispanic men. That's a race. Why, is someone bad because they're old and they're black or old and Hispanic? I don't think so. So are they bad if they're old and they're white? Why does no one point out the racism of liberals and the Democratic Party? The party of old white men. So any man that's white over the age of 50 is garbage, is junk, and should be thrown out with the garbage. Is that right? Is that what you think? Do our views not count if we happen to be white and male and over the age of 50? That makes you old? What's old, by the way? I feel the youngest of my life. I look and feel fantastic, the best of my life. And you're telling me because I'm 56 years old, I'm an old white man? Because I don't think nobody I know is like 90 or 80 or even 70. All my friends are 45 to 55 years old. And we're all Republicans. And we all love Donald Trump. Are we old white men? And we're automatically racist for simply supporting lower taxes and a wall so bad people and foreigners who don't belong here don't come in uninterrupted by the millions into the United States and take our jobs and lower our wages and jack up the welfare and the debt and the deficit? By the way, if cutting taxes causes debt and deficit, according to Steny Hoyer and the Democratic Party, what does millions and millions of illegals collecting welfare do? They don't mention that, do they? But we're all immoral and un-American. And here's another great point before we go to a break I want to make. A lot of liberals contacted me last week with kind of like, ha, 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 ha. Donald Trump's lawyer is in big trouble. And the reason he's in big trouble, you can't blame it on Democrats, they said, because it was a Donald Trump appointee, U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, who approved this raid on Michael Cohen's office. Well, no, it wasn't. That's a lie. It turns out he stepped aside. He recused himself, just like good old Jeff Sessions stepped aside and recused himself and let the bad guys come in and try and destroy Donald Trump and the Donald Trump legacy and the Donald Trump administration. This guy recused himself because he gave donations to Trump, and the guy who took over is named Robert Kuzami, and he was in charge of SEC enforcement under Obama. He's an Obama holdover. Can you imagine an Obama holdover approved the raid on Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer? Liberals lied and said it was a Trump appointee, and it wasn't. And now you have a judge, Kimber Wood, who's another Obama-Clinton person, who's overseeing it all.
Being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
War now!
You know USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump is hosting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe today at Mar-a-Lago Resort. Let's take a listen to some comments made by President Trump.
South Korea is meeting and has plans to meet with North Korea to see if they can end the war, and they have my blessing on that. And they've been very generous that without us and without me in particular, I guess, you would have to say that they wouldn't be discussing anything, including the Olympics would have been a failure. Instead, it was a great success.
A Southwest Airlines jet with a damaged engine and window made an emergency landing at Philadelphia's airport today. Southwest said there were 143 passengers on board and 5 crew members. NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt has an update on any injuries or fatalities.
As far as the injuries, we do have information there was one fatality.
It is believed that the plane blew an engine and the shrapnel then hit the aircraft. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. I started the top of the show by letting you know Barbara Bush had passed away. President Donald Trump has made a statement about Barbara Bush. Bush, of course, the first lady, her husband George H.W. Bush, also the vice president for Ronald Reagan. That's why I had Reagan on my mind. I'm a Reagan lover. I've loved Reagan my whole life. Idolized the man. Thought he was the greatest. Reagan. I think his first year was better, arguably, than Ronald Reagan. Barbara Bush, the first lady, has died, and President Trump says she is an advocate of the American family, a great lady and a great mother and a great wife and a great first lady, and we're very sorrowful and sad and send our condolences to the entire Bush family. All right, we've got our guest on the line. We've got a guest today. Now, the lines are filled with callers, so our 214-DALLAS number does work. 214-810-TALK, 214-810-8255, and you'll all wait patiently. We'll get you. But I do have a guest tonight because it's a very special product that caught my eye, and I wanted to talk about it. His name is Joe Curran, C-U-R-R-A-N. He's the founder and owner of BulletBlocker.com, and he's the guy who created bulletproof backpacks and bulletproof clothing that acts like police body armor. So if everybody out there, liberal or conservative, take like David Hogg, right? He's so worried, big liberal activist from the Parkland High School, who's very worried about kids dying at school. I get it. His answer is taking guns away. That's never my answer. Taking guns away won't work. I think you get rid of gun-free zones. That's what works. Every one of the kids that dies, unfortunately, sadly, Sandy Hook, Parkland, they're in gun-free zones. The minute a bad guy knows that there's a gun-free zone, he knows you're helpless. So the answer isn't taking guns away, but still, I'll give credit to someone like David Hogg, to a liberal who's scared that we don't want kids to go to school and die. Just like I, as a conservative, don't want kids to ever go to school and be hurt or die or fear for their life. We got to come up with a solution instead of talking about, oh my God, I'm scared. Let's be proactive. Here's a guy, Joe Curran, who was proactive. He came up with a solution, bulletproof backpacks, and now he's expanded to all kinds of other products, and I'm just fascinated by his story. So without further ado, let's welcome Joe Curran to the show. Hey, Joe, you're on Wayne Allyn-Root, Newsmax TV, USA Radio. How are you?
Good, Wayne. How you doing?
Good. So you're in Connecticut, right? I interviewed you a while back. What's that?
Massachusetts.
I interviewed you a while back on my radio show, and I wanted to get you on Newsmax TV as well. You introduced My Child's Pack in 2007, and it was a bulletproof backpack, and you did it because why? You were worried about your kids?
Yeah, I have two children, and they were in middle school at the time, and there was the Virginia Tech shooting just happened, and Columbine was just before that. And so I went into their went into their school to find out what their plan was if there was a shooter in their school, and they didn't have one. It was, we'll hide the kids in the closet and close the door, shut the lights off, and wait for the police. And I wasn't really happy with that, so I looked around and saw that all the kids had their backpacks with them, at their chairs. And so I had some old bulletproof vests, working at the sheriff's department, and cut them apart, put them in my kids' backpacks, and said, if there's a problem, hold the backpack up between you and the shooter, and get out of there if you can. If you can't, hide and hold that up in front of you. And friends and family thought it was a great idea. They wanted one for their kids and convinced me to start a business, and that's what I did.
Isn't America great? Capitalism's wonderful. If you come up with a good idea and you find out, it's good because everybody around you says, I want it. And then you realize, well, then doesn't everybody want it? Not just my relatives and friends. Maybe everybody will want it. And then you build a whole company around it. His website's bulletblocker.com. Pretty cool. And so now it's a thriving business with how many different products, Joe?
We have about 65 different products now. We've expanded based on what our customers want and what we've come up with internally. And when someone says, I'm a lawyer, I want a briefcase, I'm a taxi driver, I need a notebook, so we say, all right, we come up with something, we find one, and and we build it. You know, we made in USA and all that good stuff.
I mean, we could debate all day long about guns with liberals and conservatives, but in the end, what really matters is that your kids are safe. That's all I really care about. I have four kids, by the way, and I want them to always be safe. My oldest is 26, but my youngest is 10 years old. And I have another one who's 13 and another one who's 18. And so I want my kids to be safe. The one who's 18 is going off to college. I want them to be safe at college. So we have all this variety of products, bulletproof clothing, bulletproof vests, bulletproof notebooks, bulletproof or inserts for notebooks, bulletproof backpacks, the original product. And it's all at a website called bulletblocker.com. I was fascinated by the whole thing. If you're a parent, you got to be crazy to not take a look at this stuff for your kids, because they can hold it up, and when the shots are coming, it bounces off. Because this is all products made with what, like police body armor? Is that right, Jeff?
It is. Yeah, it's the highest level of body armor that the police wear. It's actually higher than some, unfortunately for them. It's very light, very thin. It's the latest technology, so it's good stuff. It's very light. You can barely tell that they have it in their backpacks.
And now you're in Massachusetts, and I see the notes from my producer that there are so many gun control attempts in Massachusetts. The Massachusetts lawmakers are once again taking on the NRA. They want to pass a red flag law. What does that mean, a red flag law?
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy in my eyes. It's basically where law enforcement, or what's really bad is family members, can go into a judge and privately, secretly, say that this person is a danger to himself or others, and the judge can issue an order to remove all the weapons from that person and a license without any due process. And it can be anywhere from 2 or 3 weeks up to a year for, you know, basically saying that they can't have their weapons.
And the person doesn't get to come in and give his side of the story?
No, it's done completely without any due process. The person's not there to defend himself. They have a certain amount of time to hold a full hearing. But again, it's held by a judge that's in Massachusetts appointed. And you know, so it could be a gun-hating judge, and a gun-hating relative could go in and say, oh, yeah, this person's dangerous, and boom, guns are gone.
Right.
Without any due process whatsoever.
Might not even be a gun-hating relative. It could just be like an ex-spouse.
Yeah,
it could
absolutely
be an ex-husband or ex-wife who has an axe to grind.
Yep.
You know, it might not be that you've done anything wrong at all, and they might not be even anti-gun. They might just be anti-you.
Exactly.
So they have an axe to grind, they hate you, and they go, let me make his life miserable. And that's kind of scary if that could happen. And then I see on April 6th, Joe Kurt, a federal judge in Boston upheld a Massachusetts law that bans assault weapons and large-capacity magazines, ruling those types of weapons are not protected by the Second Amendment. So Massachusetts is just doing everything they can to take guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens.
I've got to tell you, Wayne, on that one, that Maura Healey, the attorney general, it's an awful law, because it's so wide open that they say assault weapons and semi-automatics.
Right.
So they leave it wide open. So they don't limit it to any type of particular gun. It's any semi-automatic rifle. And anyone that knows anything about weapons knows that a semi-automatic pretty much is, you know, half the guns out there.
Well, and my question would be, instantly, what comes to my mind, is semi-automatic mean a rifle, or could it mean even a handgun? Right, because, I mean, I have a 9mm Glock.
Yeah.
Isn't 9mm Glock semi-automatic? I believe it is.
It is.
Yeah. So they are banning guns.
And that's the problem with the law that they just upheld, is it so wide open.
All right, so I go back to my original context before we say goodbye to Joe. Look, whether you're a conservative or liberal, whether you love guns or hate guns, despise guns, scared of guns, or think guns are the greatest thing that ever happened, either way, you want to protect your kids. Liberal or conservative, bulletblocker.com is the website. This guy's invented something just, I think, fantastic to keep all our kids safe. I don't want any kid to ever be harmed, liberal, conservative, or anything else. I don't care. Nobody ever deserves their kids to go to school and not come home that night. night. And so, Joe Curran, you know, you may be a conservative, you may believe in some conservative things, but it doesn't matter. You're a father above all else. And this product wasn't meant to be a conservative product. It's meant to be, let's protect our kids. Bulletproof products so your kids go to school and they're safe. Joe Curran, bulletblocker.com. Thank you for coming on the show, but more importantly, thank you for keeping America's kids safe, being proactive, coming up with a great idea. Thank
great
you, Joe. You're a good man. Thank you. All right, so let's grab a few calls. I think we have a couple minutes here. Let's grab line four, Bob in West Palm Beach, Florida. Bob, you're on with Wayne Allyn. What's on your mind?
You know, earlier we had a discussion in regards to our government in action. Well, as a CPA of 30 years, if anyone has ever called the IRS, you understand that if you know what you're talking about and you start quoting code sections, you have to go up about four levels. And when you get to that fourth level, they say, oh, well, we don't respond to code sections because we don't know them. Write us a letter, and our attorneys will tell you whether you're right or not. Well, over my 30 years of dealing with the IRS, you always win because they don't know what they're talking about. Now, I understand what's happened over the last 40 years, or well, 4 years, the last 2 years in regards to things that the IRS shouldn't be over, but...
Hey, Bob, you hear the music. We're running out of time. That's the problem. I'm with you, Bob. Bob's an accountant, and Bob's letting you know the IRS doesn't know what they're doing. A lot of incompetent people. And I just told you yesterday, tax day, they couldn't even make their computer system work right, their website work right. They just can't get the job done. Government fails at everything it does. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn. That's the lesson of the day. Don't put government in charge. Don't ever put government in charge of anything. They fail whatever they do. They make it worse. They make it rancid. Wayne Allyn, worn out. Root, I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more.
PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
War now!
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, way down the road we're now. By the way, it's just an all-out attack on Donald Trump and all of us, by everyone. They're trying to shut down companies that are involved in guns in any way, hedge funds that even own gun companies. They want to kill them, destroy their stock price. They want to shut down Sean Hannity. They want to shut down hosts on Fox News, local conservative talk shows. Liberals try to drive us all out of business. And then you find out that, you know, it was a Obama holdover that approved the raid of Michael Cohen's office. Then you find out the judge who's overseeing the whole thing now is Kimball Wood, the former Playboy playmate, who was the judge who officiated George Soros's wedding and was Bill Clinton's attorney general pick until they found out that she had illegally hired nannies and paid them off the books, cash, and they were, I guess, illegal aliens. That was a big scandal back in the Clinton days. But she was the attorney general pick. Now she's a judge in New York. She's overseeing the case as if she wouldn't have prejudice. Look, folks, let me be honest. Wayne Root is absolutely prejudiced. I can't stand Democrats. I think they're the enemy of everything America, American, American exceptionalism, capitalism, Judeo-Christian values. Anything important to me, Democrats are the enemy of. Do you think I could be an honest, unbiased judge if you put Obama in front of me or Hillary Clinton in front of me or any of these bad people like the FBI leadership or the DOJ leadership, Rod Rosenstein, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Lisa Strzok, Peter Strzok, I think it is, right? Lisa Page. There's so many names to remember, my gosh. But they're all bad. And if you put them in front of me, I couldn't be an impartial, unbiased judge. I'm a Republican conservative. So how do you let people like this judge Donald Trump's case? She officiated at George Soros' wedding? She's a friend of the Clintons? You know that they picked her as attorney general because she must have been their friend. You know that since she had to give up the attorney general position because she was found to have paid off the books money to an illegal alien as her housekeeper or nanny, you know that she must be friends for the last 25 years with both Clintons. But more importantly, officiated George Soros' wedding. And she has the right to weigh in on Donald Trump's case? conflicts of interest galore. Ultra-extreme liberal friends of the Clintons, friends of the Obamas, friends of George Soros, officiating his wedding? You're letting her make decisions that affect our lives? Folks, it's just bad. And the guy who made the decision to okay the raid, first was Rod Rosenstein, well, first was James Mueller, then was Rod Rosenstein, and then it was this Obama holdover, let's get his name here, this Obama holdover, Robert Kuzami is who they're saying it was. Robert Kuzami was the guy in charge of SEC enforcement under Barack Obama. Can you imagine the background of these people, the lawyers, the prosecutors, the judges, the SEC enforcement people, the IRS enforcement people like Lois Lerner? My God, the entire government is a swamp of liberals and commies and radical Marxists and socialists, and they call themselves progressives. You know what progressive means? Communist, socialist, Marxist. Joe McCarthy may have been wrong in the 1950s the way he went after them, but today he's turning out to be kind of right. They're everywhere. Our country is rotting. There's commies in every branch of government, and they're all out to destroy Donald Trump. Now, what's interesting is they're kind of commie capitalists. I'm going to be kind of nice to them. They're not just commies. They're a new breed of commies. They hate you and me, and they don't want us to make money. And if we do, they want the IRS to seize it, or they want some government agency to come after us, and we'll spend $1 million in legal fees and be bankrupt, and all the money's gone. But they're also capitalists because they love making money themselves. They love their giant pensions and their giant Cadillac healthcare plans working for government. They like making money, and they take care of all their friends in major corporations that are pro-big government, that are all part of the bribed D.C. swamp. They're all tied together. Kimber Wood and this lawyer that stepped in when the Southern District U.S. Attorney recused himself, who's the former SEC guy, they're all from the same poisoned apple. Don't you see that? Poisoned apple. Let's take Mike in California on line three. Mike on line three from California. You're on with Wayne Root. How are you, Mike? Last call of the night. We just have a couple minutes. Go.
Okay, I'll try to make it quick. There are three things I wanted to ask about real quick. Two of them about my home state of California, and then one other thing real quick. First off, I wanted to get your take on the cities that are joining the DOJ in the lawsuit against the state over the sanctuary state status. Two, we have a ballot initiative possibly coming up about splitting up California. I wanted to get your take. And the last thing is, I have sent a couple of emails to Newsmax to try to get you a second hour. I just want to get an update on how that's going, if you'd heard anything back from Newsmax on that, if anybody else has emailed them about that.
All right.
So,
1 minute to go, so let me give you the answers real quick. Number one, you asked about the sanctuary city policy in the state of California. Cities are opting out. Good conservative Republican politicians in fairly conservative cities that still exist in California, like in Orange County, San Diego area, are opting out, and I think that's good news. I think it's fantastic. And I don't remember question number two, but I know question number three was expansion on Newsmax TV. Who knows? I've told Newsmax TV where I stand. I want an hour with just all of you. I love taking calls with just all of you. And we're working on it. There's a new CEO of Newsmax TV, a good man from Fox News. We'll see what happens. But if you want to see more of Wayne Root, war@newsmax.com. You know where to send it. And if you want to email me, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. God bless all of you. Have a great night. Be safe. And we'll see you tomorrow. All the cops out there, you be safe. All the military, all the vets, we love you. We thank you for what you do. We salute you. Be safe. God bless. See you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. Or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See
why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.